So society has changing values that can distract us from eternal values. We can get so caught up in current fads of thought and word and deed, which are actually they're soon replaced by a whole new set of ideas and actions and behaviors, and this is a repeating cycle that just gets people off of the focus on what really matters for eternity, what's really important in God's eyes. Well, John the Baptist and Jesus confronted that repeating cycle in society of changing values and so on by saying this: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And both of them preached that message. What they were saying, in other words, focus your mind. The word repent means to change your mind. Get your mind off of this other focus and focus your mind on God's kingdom and its eternal values. Well, Jesus turned this message into what I was calling earlier a values clarification. He wanted to get this down really well, so he told parables about the kingdom, a lot of parables about the kingdom. And I'm going to repeat that passage in Matthew. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. The king of the kingdom is that pearl. The king of the kingdom is that pearl. Jesus is the treasure worth the surrender of everything we are and have. As we do some treasure hunting in John 8, and that's what we're going to do. It's a little bit different kind of a message, but we're going to do a little treasure hunt in John 8, and we're going to look at four precious pearls from Jesus. And that's been the title of this message, Precious Pearls from Jesus. And here's the first one: the pearl of divine light. We see this in verse 12. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Because people like us can trip and fall in the darkness, then it becomes frightening when the lights go out and you say, well, wait a minute, where is everything? You know, we can actually trip and fall. Well, that's true and it's dangerous, but spiritual darkness is even more fearful, because it threatens not only our earthly journey, but our eternal happiness. And the pearl of divine light is a personal pearl. It's not just a thing. It's personal. In Psalm 27, it begins with the phrase, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And He is the light. He is the light. Not He gives just the light, but He does give the light. But He is the light. And He is the one that dispels our fears. And the light of life, as this verse says, the light of life is Jesus. We've seen that already in the very first, when we started the Gospel of John. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men, in John 1:4. So turning to Him turns on the light on the inside of us. Turning to Jesus turns on the light on the inside. So Scripture is called a lamp for our feet, you know, so that we'll know how to walk. It's a great guide. But for us to never walk in darkness, we need to have Jesus, the light of the world, on the inside. And we need to follow His light. I wrote several books of poems, but one book of poems is called Poems Between Darkness and Light. And in the introduction, I talk about this concept, and I'll just read a passage from it. In His love and kindness, God bestows little glimpses of truth here and there during the course of our lives in order to turn us away from the darkness of selfishness toward the light of holiness and love. But often this slow process is only to prepare us for an essential crisis experience where a sudden pouring in of His light catches us off guard, exposing our true situation and our danger. At such moments, the choice is clear. We either turn back willfully toward the deceptive comfort of our darkness or enter a new, bright journey on the highway of God's will. And Jesus is the pearl of divine light. He's the pearl of divine light that is worth the surrender of all that we are and have so that we can walk in that light. And then the next pearl is the pearl of true freedom in verse 31 through 32. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free from what? Well, Jesus was speaking about freedom from the slavery to sin. And as we've talked a lot before, lies lead to sin's bondage. It's actually deceptions, lies, deceitfulness that leads us into sin's bondage. So that's why he said the truth, the opposite of the lies, the truth will set you free. But an intellectual grasp of the truth isn't enough. Real disciples have to hold on. It says, hold to his teaching. Hold to his teaching in a personally committed way. Some of you know that several years ago, some pastors who had been in porn addiction, they got in touch with me, and they had been delivered through some of the same kind of things that I was teaching. Opposite, I mean, it wasn't connected with me, but they had gotten freed from pornography through these teachings. And so I was teaching the same thing, and they said, let's start a website. We started mychangeregone.org. And we used this promise of Jesus. The truth will set you free from pornography. It will set you free from pornography. And how we did this was we confronted the social lie of a sexually objectified view of the body with the truth that the body is the sacred image of God and it's meant to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. And as you focus on the truth, the lies fall away because they don't have any more power over you. But learning this truth can't just be head knowledge. It has to be a heart change, and this is what we emphasize. You have to submit to Jesus. You have to submit to Him because Jesus frees us through heart change, not just head change, not just knowing the truth in our heads. He heals us through heart change. Lies are destroyed by the truth, but He says in verse 36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Who is Jesus? Jesus is truth the person. He is truth the person. And He's behind all the bondage-breaking truths that we can learn. And He's the pearl of true freedom who is worth surrendering all we are or have. And you can see that's my sermon sentence. Surrendering all we are to this treasure of Jesus, this precious pearl. So here's another precious pearl. The pearl of deathless life. Deathless life in verse 51. I tell you the truth. If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Well, that's a really strong statement. So keeps his word where? In our brain's memory banks? No. In the heart. In the heart. A heart committed to him who said in John 11, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And that's a question that's still asked. Do you believe this? Because if you do believe this, if we believe this, then we have learned the true meaning of eternal life. Because it's not immortality. It's not everlasting existence. People who are right now, souls in hell right now, they have everlasting existence. That's not what eternal life is. It's a vital relationship with the one who prayed in John 17:3, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." That's eternal life. Those rejecting Christ, they may see a grim reaper coming to take them when they pass from this life. But we who know this Jesus, this Savior and Lord, have already passed from death into life. We've already passed from death into life. It's just going to be like one person asked me, I'm afraid to fly. This was the lady that lived here. I'm afraid to fly, so I'm afraid to die because I'll fly up to heaven. I said, no, it's probably for you. He's not going to scare you to death. You'll already be dead. He's going to open a door and you'll just go through and you won't have to fly if you don't want to. Anyway, we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about death because it's just going to be a meeting of our Lord. And He's the treasure. He's the pearl. He's the pearl of a deathless life. You think about that, a deathless life. That's what we really have in Christ. And He's the treasure worth the surrender of all we have. And finally, He's the pearl of eternity. And this comes to the passage that we had as the scripture reading. In verse 58, "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "before Abraham was, I am." Before Abraham was, I am. In human language, that's grammatically incorrect. It should have been, "before Abraham was, I was." That's good English, right? That's good English grammar. But that would mean that Jesus could have been a created being. If you take it theologically, you could say, well, maybe He's just like an angel, because they are before Abraham, but He was? No. He didn't intend by His statement to leave that open as a possibility, that He was a created being. As the eternal Son of the Trinity, Jesus didn't fit into creation's finite language and terminology and grammar. And by saying, "before Abraham was, I am," He revealed His true identity. He was and is the great I am of Exodus 3:14. God said to Moses, "I am who I am." This is what you are to say to the Israelites. "I am has sent me to you." The Eternal One. In French, they have whenever they say the Lord, it's l'Eternel, the Eternal One. What He said about Himself here is one of the most precious pearls that we have. Maybe the most precious one of all. In this life, the fads and the philosophies, they come and go. The standards keep changing. You've watched this. The ups in politics and economy eventually become the downs. And it just, that's what we live with in this world. Any security that we have is temporary. In a fallen world plagued by darkness and deception and death. Those are the three things we've been talking about. This darkness, that the light has come for, deception, that the truth has come for, and death, that life has come for, eternal life. In our world of instability, from the Father of lights, from the Father of heavenly lights, came the gift of His only Son, who is like His Father and has no variation or shadow of turning, no changing. To us, who are weary and burdened by this unstable world that keeps changing on us, Jesus, the incarnate I Am, who can say, "I, the Lord, do not change," has graciously called us, "Come unto me and rest." You don't have to worry about all those changes. I am. I never change. It's always I am. It's not I was. and not I will be, it's I am, always the same thing. These are precious pearls of Jesus. And they were worthless to those unbelieving religious leaders. They heard him say these things, but they rejected what he said about himself. And I've skipped over their arguments. There's so many arguments in that passage of chapter 8. And I just thought, I don't want to talk about those arguments. I want to talk about the pearls. I want to gather the treasures. I want to think about those things. Jesus is the one who brought us the eternal guidance of divine life, the true freedom from sin's bondage, and the gracious gift of a deathless life. He not only embodied these treasures, but he is the pearl of eternity. He is the great I am. He came seeking lost sheep. He came seeking us. And when we're found, then we find in him the treasure that is the treasure of eternity. We're going to enjoy these wonderful pearls from him, who is the pearl of great price. We're going to enjoy him, this treasure, forever and ever and ever. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father God, we are so thankful for what you said about yourself in this one chapter, Lord. It's a long chapter because so many people were arguing against you about what you said. But Lord, you showed us who you are. And you showed us the solution to our problems. That people keep changing their ideas to say, we're going to solve the problem this way. And then it doesn't work. We're going to solve the problem that way. And it doesn't work because they haven't listened to you. I pray, Father God, that we will be echoes of what you have said to others so that they can seek you and find you and find that you are the treasure that is worth everything. Lord, giving up, surrendering everything for. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.